We like most Sundays to bring what we call a prophecy update, showing how news and trends in the world corroborate the centuries-old Bible prophecies that you read. The most terrifying prophecy in the Bible, the dreaded mark of the beast, something in you or on you by which in the future the people who are in the great tribulation will transact and conduct all of their business. Eventually it will be controlled by the Antichrist in order to control the population. This week I want to highlight an electronics firm called MC10. Their slogan is reshaping electronics. Their mission statement reads like this: "It's our mission to extend human capabilities by making high-performance electronics virtually invisible, conformal, and wearable. We shape rigid conventional electronics into thin, flexible devices that can stretch, bend, and twist seamlessly with our bodies in the natural world. And we're making them affordable for the everyday consumer." In 2008, founder Professor John Rogers of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign came up with stretchable circuits. They are circuits that can bend, flex, and stretch with the human body. It's like having something the size of a postage stamp on your skin, but it's an electronic device that can do whatever you program it to do. Their stated goal, to redefine the interface between electronics and the human body, and they already have a number of consumer and military products available. In an article highlighting wearable technology, Wired magazine wrote, "MC10 is a Wonka factory of crazy electronics concepts, from their tiny skin-borne bio stamps to balloon catheters that can communicate back to doctors when they're positioned correctly inside a clogged blood vessel." On an office tour, MC10 CEO David Icke shows off a stretchable circuit that in their in-house testing can withstand literally millions of expansions and contractions without failing once. The Wired article concludes by saying, "These are the sorts of fields that haven't gotten too much attention during the past 20 years of software mania, but they may get quite a bit more as the market for wearable technology ramps up." In an article about John Rogers of MC10, The New Yorker said, "Ever since humans invented computer chips, we have dreamed of plugging them into us or plugging us into them." And then they reported, in 2011, Rogers and his colleagues announced the invention of a device that had hitherto seemed impossible, an integrated silicon circuit with the mechanical properties of skin. The circuit stretches and wrinkles and then spreads. When it's spread and pinched, it is waterproof and harvests power from radio waves which are emitted by cell phones. And so there is stretchable, wearable, on the hand, on the forehead technology that exists right now. I'm not saying that MC10 and their products will be the system that finally morphs into the mark of the beast. I'm simply pointing out the technology John saw over 2,000 years ago is here right now. Right now, you could be sitting there with a postage stamp size item on your hand or on the side of your head, and you could do just about anything you want by programming that. Now, as I tell you, when we talk about tech, technology is not the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast is that point in the middle of the Great Tribulation when the Antichrist demands to be worshipped as God, and he says that if you don't swear allegiance to him, you will not be able to participate in the electronic system that is in place. You'll be cut off from society. You won't be able to buy or sell anything. We're not worried about that. We're not concerned about that because Jesus promised that he would come and resurrect and rapture the church before the Great Tribulation began. And certainly, then we don't have to worry about what happens in the middle of the tribulation because we'll be in heaven during that period of time. However, these things, you know, there's no sign that the rapture is going to take place. Nothing has to occur before it does. But as we see the rapid advancement of things that are getting ready for the Great Tribulation, it should excite us to remember that we could be raptured at any moment. So every week I say, are you ready for the rapture? If not, get ready, stay ready, keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.